This is Michael Johnson, and we're here with another NVIDIA podcast here with George Myers and Drew Henry from NVIDIA to ask about and to talk about Windows Vista and the Enforce experience. Welcome, both of you, to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Michael.
Now, we've been talking in past podcasts about Windows Vista. We talked about the beta release and other aspects of it. So I'm in the market for a PC, serious gamer. What kind of a PC am I going to need that's going to be ready for Windows Vista?
It's a really important question because people now are concerned about Vista. Everyone knows about it. Everyone knows it's going to be a pretty sexy operating system with lots of really interesting visual elements to it. And it's something new, and people want to make sure that a PC they're buying today is going to be able to run that Vista operating system when it finally does come out. So the key thing about that is to buy today a system that's capable of running Vista. Microsoft has put some requirements out in the marketplace. We've made it very simple for our customers. You buy an Enforce 4 or Enforce 5 based motherboard, and you buy a graphics processor from NVIDIA. That's one of our latest graphics processors, and you're set. You have everything you need to be able to have a fantastic Vista experience.
Why should I care about motherboards and the features that are on the motherboards? And maybe, George, you can pick this one up.
Well, yeah, sure, great. A motherboard really is where a PC starts. It's the whole basis of a PC. It's the central nervous system, so to speak. It ties together all the other system components. And really, a higher performance motherboard, or one that's more capable with more features, will allow your PC to run a lot more nimbly, a lot more responsive when you're running the latest software and applications. So you really want to shop well for a motherboard and one that provides these features.
What George was hitting on is key. You know, when you look at the Microsoft Vista operating system, it's pretty clear that Vista is going to require, compared to what it takes to run Windows XP, Vista requires 10 times more processing power. It requires something in the area of 10 times more system memory. It requires a substantial amount more disk. And when you look at all that stuff, you want to make sure that you've got a high-performance motherboard. And so what we do is we focus on all those things. We focus on making sure that you get the best system performance. We focus on making sure that your networking experience, getting onto and off of the internet, is really good and really high performance. We make sure that your disk, the assets that you've got stored on your computer, are protected, because it is really important that you keep your disks, as you know, your MP3 files, your videos, things like that you've got on your computer. Now you want to keep them all protected. So we provide all those things today. So it's really important to pick the motherboard that you're going to build your system around, because we provide those features and many other people don't, right? So that's why just buy an Enforce 4, Enforce 5 motherboard, you're set.
Now, those are good points. We have performance, networking, storage protection, quality, I think is what you're alluding at as well. But, you know, we're on a podcast. This is audio. What about sound? Are there any special audio requirements that are going to be a part of that system as well?
Microsoft stated audio requirements for PCs today that are going to be able to be capable of running Vista or even a premium Vista experience is exactly the type of audio requirements that are today shipping on NVIDIA Enforce 4, Enforce 5 motherboards. So if you buy that motherboard, you're going to be able to upgrade and take advantage of the capabilities that are in Windows Vista.
You mentioned storage protection. Now, you know, NVIDIA, I think most people would think when they think about GPUs and all that, they don't think about storage protection. So how can NVIDIA Enforce help with that?
NVIDIA Enforce really is a whole platform solution. So we expand upon our graphics with our MCP line. But storage protection, as you mentioned, is a very key aspect of a complete solution. And with Enforce, it's very easy. You simply use our NVIDIA Media Shield storage software. So just make sure you have two hard drives installed, run the setup wizard, and you're done. So all your data is continually backed up. It's always there. And in case a hard drive crashes, you never have to worry about it. It's always protected. So, and when you think about it, everything you're storing today, it's a major concern to worry about. So NVIDIA Media Shield, very easy to use and backs up all your data.
Now, more and more people are hooking up their computers together at home. They might even be playing with neighbors. How do Enforce motherboards work with the networking experience to improve it?
Michael, it's true. That's a very good question. And one of the things that NVIDIA has invested in over the last number of years as we developed our Enforce product line has been providing an excellent online experience for our customers. And an online experience starts with a very good, high-quality network connection. So what we have done is we have installed into and integrated into our products a network connection that is 10 times faster than what you can get from anyone else's motherboard CoreLogic solutions. And so that allows you to send between two different PCs, like you were describing, people that have a couple different PCs at home. You can just now you can download files 10 times faster. You can transfer data 10 times faster. And why that's important is because today everyone's dealing with very high bandwidth data. You got lots of MP3 files, you got lots of video, you got high definition video. All that stuff, you want to be able to transfer that stuff around your system at home. You're going to want to do it with a high performance solution, and then further a high performance internet connection, or specifically a high performance networking connection. But further, you're also not going to want to slow your PC down while you do it. And when you're transferring lots of data around, you can actually slow your processor down, because sometimes your processor has to spend a lot of time processing the overhead on that. What we have done is we've built in a little offload engine into our networking engine that keeps the CPU running at its full speed, and then does the kind of network processing necessary to allow you to transfer everything you want to transfer, and then do all the other things you want to do. And that's what's key to Vista. Vista is a very interactive, you want to do lots of things at the same time, and what we have built in is this thing that allows you to do all that stuff. Whereas many other people, you're going to try to do many of the multitasking functions of Vista, and you're going to slow down.
Well, that addresses my next question, too, which is about when you're upgrading to a new system like this, I think what people are really looking for is stability. You know, is the Enforce motherboard going to provide that kind of quality and that kind of stability? Is that going to help with that?
Yeah, that's absolutely probably one of the best reasons to buy an Enforce and GeForce solution. First of all, NVIDIA Enforce are very proven solutions. We've shipped, for instance, Enforce 4 solutions. We've shipped over 12 million motherboards to date. They outsell all other AMD-based motherboards. Secondly, they're thoroughly tested with our GeForce GPU adding cards to work really well optimally under Vista and today's OS as well, of course. And furthermore, you know, you just look at the reviews, you'll see that the Enforce motherboards, GeForce cards are proven and consistently ranked tops in the industry today.
Yeah, and George, what George is pointing out is really key. And this is the reason why so many top PC OEMs have standardized on Enforce for their AMD products. They use our products, and I've had many of these top tier PC manufacturers come to us and say that, you know, you guys are like the backbone to AMD. You provide everything necessary to make sure that an AMD platform is extraordinarily high quality, and we wouldn't use anybody else.
I've got a few extra dollars to spend, say, and what do I need if I want to put together just the absolute most outstanding gaming experience and just to get the best features out of Vista as this comes out?
You can get a wide range of solutions for gaming or just a very good performance solution. I would start off with an NVIDIA GeForce 6 or 7 series GPU card. Then couple that with an Enforce 4 or maybe even an Enforce 500 series motherboard. That together would be an awesome combination for any type of Vista gaming or non-gaming experience. And if you want gaming, you know, look at an Enforce 4 SLI board or an Enforce 500. An SLI board would allow you to scale that, add another graphics card in the future if you want to get even faster gaming performance.
Now, is there an easy way to tell which ones I should look for, which Enforce motherboard is going to be the best one to use with Vista?
You can count on an Enforce 4 motherboard or an Enforce 5 family motherboard. Either one of those two are going to give you an outstanding experience. And I want to amplify on what George said. It's key that the two things about Vista that are going to draw people to the upgrade is, first, the visual experience, the interactive experience, is just unlike anything people are used to today. And that's going to require a very good graphics processor. And so, as George pointed out, you got to buy a GeForce 6, GeForce 7 graphics processor to count on getting all that experience, all that value out of that upgrade. The second thing is that it's clear that there's so many things you can do with Vista that you want a high performance system, and that's why you'll want to use a top CPU, and an Enforce 4, Enforce 5 motherboard is going to give you all the power of that CPU.
So is there an easy way to tell which Enforce motherboard is going to be best for Windows Vista?
Yeah, absolutely, Michael. We made it really easy. We created a logo called Essential Vista. Just look for this on the products that you're buying, Enforce and GeForce, and you'll know that these are really optimized to work together and with Vista. And you can also go to our website, nvidia.com/ Windows Vista, and you'll see all the list of all the components and all the compatible products right there.
And that's where I can get software for like even the existing Enforce motherboard that I might have. Absolutely. That'll work with Vista.
Yes.
I've been talking today with George Meyer and Drew Henry from NVIDIA about NVIDIA Enforce and the Windows Vista experience. Now we come to our Ask NVIDIA section, and we got a couple of questions that have been submitted by listeners here to the podcast and that have also written in through the websites, and maybe you guys can pick up on these questions and answer them directly. Here's a question I have here. It says, what do I need besides a motherboard with Enforce to run Vista?
Certainly, the first thing that you'd need to get is a GeForce GPU. As I said before, a GeForce 6 or GeForce 7 GPU, and you're set. Next, you need to pay attention to what the minimum requirements are that Microsoft has stated. So the first minimum requirement is a gigabyte worth of memory. We actually recommend that you go to 2 gigabytes worth of memory because Microsoft, obviously with a bunch of applications running, you're likely to take up a lot of memory. So it's always good to double that up. And then the last is you want to have plenty of disk space. So today, system shipping with a 100 gigabyte disk drives is very common. So I think that kind of configuration would be perfect. But key is that GeForce 6, GeForce 7 GPU.
Okay, I've got another question here. What does it mean when the driver install tells me that it hasn't been signed by Microsoft? Is this okay? Doesn't sound okay, but is that okay?
Michael, really, you just need to consider the source of where this driver comes from. If it's from some company you're unaware of, you're not sure of, you don't trust, then you may want to be concerned. But generally, anything coming from NVIDIA, of course, has been thoroughly tested, and we work very closely with Microsoft to make sure that all our drivers operate optimally with Vista and our GPUs and our motherboards.
What George is pointing out is really key. There are times in which, even from an NVIDIA, that there are drivers that have not yet been completely tested by Microsoft, and those are what are known as unsigned drivers. It doesn't mean that they're not good drivers. And so sometimes when someone's loading a driver that just hasn't gone through that whole testing period, a thing will pop up. But George's point is key. One of the things that NVIDIA is well known for is the quality of our software. And people can rely on the fact that our software, you download our software or update to our latest software, you're going to have a great experience.
Okay, and if people have more questions and they want to write in, what's the web address for folks that want to write in to ask questions, and they can pose them in the Ask NVIDIA section?
Michael, that would be windowsvista@nvidia.com.
Okay, well, that's it for the podcast. Remember, you can write in to windowsvista@nvidia.com if you want to have your question answered by the experts here at NVIDIA. I've been speaking today on the podcast with George Myers and Drew Henry from NVIDIA about Enforce and the Windows Vista experience, and join us for the next podcast. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks.
Our pleasure.